30th anniversary of the installation of Sri Sri Radha Divinhar, who were invited from the spiritual world to be present before you in this material world by their dear devotee, His Divine Grace, the Sipok to be able to solve your. How is it that Krishna can appear and accept service from you? Is the deity just stone, marble, or metal? What is happening? And why are we approaching the deity with such veneration, reverence, and developing love? Are we doing that just because of tradition? Are we doing that just because of blind faith? Today, let us consider the science of the Supreme Personality of God. How it is that the Lord can descend and accept service from His devotees. Om Gyanachandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudeva Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. When we think of Radha Krishna Leela, we should understand this is the most difficult spiritual subject matter. Although pictures of Radha and Krishna abound everywhere. If you fly on Air India, you'll see the walls of the airplanes inside are decorated with sketches of Krishna dancing with his consorts. There are so many art books containing pictures of Radha and Krishna. But what is actually happening in Radha Krishna Leela, the pastimes of Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani? This is the most confidential knowledge. It is not something cheap. It is not something that can be understood by tradition. It can only be understood by pure devotion. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Raja Vidya Raja Vriyam. He's going to explain in chapter 9 of the Gita, the king of knowledge and the most confidential knowledge to Arjuna. What is that most confidential knowledge? The activities of the spirit soul and perfection in the spiritual world. The activities of the spirit soul and perfection mean activities in relationships. There is no perfection without relationships. Therefore, when we speak of Radha and Krishna, we are speaking of relationships. Indeed, the exchange of love. Relationships and love seem to be something we're quite familiar with within the material world. But to understand properly Radha Krishna's loving affairs, we have to humbly admit that even our understanding of love and relationships in the material world is very paltry, very slight. What to speak of knowledge of relationships in the spiritual world? Let us begin at the bottom of spiritual understanding, which is to understand that God is great. To realize God is great is something. It's some kind of devotional service, but it's very slight. To advance properly in spiritual life, we have to know how God is great. Therefore, the bhaktas, the devotees of Lord Krishna don't criticize people when they say God is great. It's like your little child saying, 1 + 1 = 2. You would not criticize your little child for saying it. The child is right. But that statement does not indicate profound mathematical knowledge. And you understand that if your child is going to properly progress in life, the child needs to know a bit more than 1 + 1 = 2. Similarly, if we are going to advance spiritually in such a way that we can actually connect fully to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and detach ourselves from His illusory energy, then we need to know more than just God is great. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the graduate study to Bhagavad Gita, you find out that the real greatness of the Supreme Lord is not in terms of creating the world, maintaining the world, or annihilating the world. The real greatness of Krishna is relationships. Krishna has the best relationships. That is a very refreshing and enlivening, indeed exhilarating way to understand Bhagavan Sri Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No other living entity has relationships that can in the slightest compare with the glories of Krishna's relationships. He has relationships with servants. He has relationships with friends, relationships with parents, and relationships with lovers. Each of those relationships has nothing to do with the material energy. All of those relationships involve spiritual personalities in perfection, both the individual part and parcel soul and the Supreme Soul, Krishna. Therefore, if you're actually going to say God is great, then you must understand relationships with Krishna. Simply to offer some flowers to the Lord, to offer some official prayers, that is very nice. But for full knowledge of the Supreme Lord, we need to understand the greatness of Krishna's relationships. In all these scriptures of the world, there is some small idea of love of God. You'll find many official statements exhorting you, urging you, that you should love God. But where do you find the information? What is love of God? Indeed, what is God? And how do you develop love of God? This subject matter is the real purpose of the human form of life. Now just think, in terms of your economic affairs, you have to be in the know. So many of you in our audience here, seriously, take into account your economic options. You take into account your schooling, your education, your training, your qualifications, and you are willing to spend years preparing for an attractive occupation or an attractive position. Now, certainly, when we consider the greatest goal in life, love of God, love of Krishna, we should be willing to do what is necessary for understanding this vast, unlimited science. Because Krishna is unlimited. The knowledge of Krishna is unlimited. We should do what's necessary to understand Krishna as much as possible, even though it's not possible to understand Krishna fully, because Krishna is unlimited. Not only in scriptures of the world will we find little traces of love of God, but certainly in our daily lives. This is a very important point to understand. This material world gives a very tiny glimpse into the activities of the spiritual world, because this world is a reflection of the spiritual world. That means whatever you find in the reflection has to be there in the original. But in the original, everything is perfect and pure. And in the reflection, there is distortion and perversion. This is explained by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. There is a tree that is upside down. How can a tree be upside down? When it's reflected upon the body of water, the roots are upward and the branches are downward. So, this material realm where we dwell pervertedly presents everything. So yes, there is a hint of love of Krishna everywhere in material existence. That's why people are looking for love in their family affairs. Even they'll try to get love from a pet. Because that love they're looking for in this world seems attractive. And it seems attractive because it's a reflection of the real love in the spiritual world, which ultimately originates from Radha and Krishna. So, if you can, through the bhakti science, trace your loving propensity all the way back to Radha and Krishna, then you're understanding the transcendental knowledge properly, the most confidential knowledge. If you can take the little bit of love that you perceive in this world and think it must have an unlimited and pure source, then you'll start to be able to understand what is Radha and Krishna. So many of you, as we were speaking a few nights ago, maybe Friday night, you are familiar with Sitaram and the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, Sita Devi. These pastimes are actually not easy to understand at all with our ordinary intelligence. Therefore, how can we understand Radha Krishna pastimes, which are even more confidential and inaccessible than the Sitaram Leelas? For example, when Sita Devi was kidnapped, it definitely could be seen that Lord Ram was grieving. It definitely could be said that Lord Ram went through an ordeal in separation from Sita Devi. Everyone knows that. Now, what actually is Lord Ram experiencing when Sita Devi is kidnapped? He is actually tasting pleasure. So then you may ask, what kind of pleasure is it when you're bereft of your beloved? But Lord Ram is tasting Vipralamba, love in separation from Sita Devi, and it's very blissful. In material life, to be separated from your beloved is an agonizing affair. You're always thinking, oh, when will we meet again? But for Lord Ram, because he's a Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his relationship with Sita Devi is a relationship with his own pleasure potency, his own spiritual pleasure potency. Therefore, he's feeling separation from his own pleasure potency, and he's enjoying pleasure in those feelings of separation from his own pleasure potency. Simultaneously, Lord Ram is teaching that attachment brings suffering. So he's teaching a material truth and a spiritual truth simultaneously. This is difficult to understand. How Lord Ram, in his separation from Sita Devi, is tasting pleasure. Traditionally, people try to understand Ram Leela, and they cannot. They approach Ram Leela as if Lord Ram is an ordinary person, or he's mythological, or he's one of the gods. So if they have difficulty understanding Sita Ram, how can one understand Radha Krishna, which is the most confidential spiritual topic? Radha Krishna is the exchange of pure love. As a supreme enjoyer, Ishwar Paramakrishna,
Lord Brahma says,
Satchidananda Vigraha,
Anadi Adi Govinda, Sarvakarika.
The supreme enjoyer,
Krishna,
what does he enjoy? He will not enjoy matter. So how is it that the Supreme Personality of Godhead gets his pleasure? Because he is self-sufficient, because he is perfect and complete. When he wants to enjoy, he expands his own potency. The Lord's internal potency has three divisions: Kadini, Sandini, and Samvik. And the enjoying propensities of Lord Krishna are fulfilled by his own pleasure potency. That means he does not go outside of himself to enjoy. Our endeavors to enjoy in this world meet with frustration and struggle because we have to go outside of ourselves to enjoy. We have to depend on persons and things outside of ourselves. But for Krishna, everything is his energy, and he has a particular energy which is meant to provide him with enjoyment. It's his energy. That's why the Shastra says, Parasya Shakti Vividaiva Shriyate. The Lord has multifarious potencies, and one of them has a specific job to give the Lord pleasure. So, when we talk of Sitaram, Lakshmi Narayan, Radha Krishna, we are speaking of the Lord and his pleasure potency. You cannot speak of the source of the pleasure potency separate from the pleasure potency. So that is why we say Radha Krishna, Sitaram, Lakshmi Narayan. That means the Lord is always there with his pleasure potency that provides him with pure, unlimited spiritual pleasure. You can't separate the two. You can understand the existence of this pleasure potency in Krishna by looking at yourself. You have a pleasure potency within you. Krishna's pleasure potency is unlimited, but you have a tiny pleasure-seeking capacity. Although it's tiny, when you seek to fulfill it within the material world, you meet with frustration. This is the story of material existence. A very tiny pleasure potency, nevertheless meeting with unlimited frustration. And what is the situation with Bhagavan Sri Krishna? An unlimited pleasure-seeking potency. And never does it fail in the slightest. That is God. And what does it mean to live conditioned life forgetting Krishna? That even the tiny pleasure-seeking propensity that you have, although it's tiny, it always meets with limitless frustration. In this way, we can compare ourselves to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna's pleasure-seeking potency never fails. And he demonstrates that in his Leela. Radha Krishna Leela is very confidential. Why? You may wonder, why confidential? We have heard this, but why is it so? We are seeing Radha Krishna, Shri Radha Vinihar, so beautifully decorated. Actually, by seeing the Lord decorated with flowers, you will feel a pleasure more sweet and profound than if you decorated yourself. Actually, by your seeking to decorate Krishna, you are decorating the self of yourself. But in material life, the illusory energy pushes us. You satisfy you. Forget about Krishna. But the fact is, the scientific fact is, if you satisfy Krishna,
You are satisfied because you are a part of Krishna.
This is the scientific statement. Now you may say, why is Radha Krishna Lila confidential? Here we see Radha and Krishna. She sees Radha Girihari. Girihari. Krishna, who lifted Govardhan Hill with one finger of his left hand. Girihari. Lord Krishna is showing that when I see that my devotees are disturbed, with just one finger, I can solve the situation. That is Girihari. Indra made such a disturbance, seeking to drown all of Vrindavan with rains and wind of annihilation. And Krishna, Giridhari, with just one finger shows, I'll do anything to protect my devotees, and it's so easy. I just use one finger, and all of Indra's plans are thwarted. So you may be thinking, so when it's confidential, there is Radha and Krishna. But actually, a genuine approach to Radha Krishna and a genuine mandir means you worship Radha and Krishna in the moon of Lakshmi Narayan, Vaikuntha. Because Radha Krishna worship is confidential. Radha Krishna worship involves spontaneous pure love. But the devotee, out of humility, accepts that I need to develop in my pure love of Krishna. I need to progressively revive my pure love of Krishna. Therefore, I need to follow rules and regulations of worship. This is humility. Not that immediately you want to jump in Krishna's face, so to speak. Ah, Radha Krishna Lila. Yes, that is where I am. No, we want to start building a relationship by following the rules and regulations of devotional service. Rules and regulations of devotional service in terms of the deity. That means Vaikuntha worship, Lakshmi Narayana, awe and veneration. Therefore, we're always bowing down. We're making the puja according to a fixed schedule. Everything is very precise. But in Radha Krishna worship, that's for the liberated souls. It is very spontaneous. Just like one of the Goswamis was keeping his Radha Krishna deities in a tree. And he was serving them, as you know, dry chapatis with no salt. Because that was the best he could do. One of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. And because there was a relationship of pure, spontaneous love, the deity spoke and said, okay, dry chapatis, we can tolerate. Can you just put a little salt on them? And the Goswami said, I'm sorry, this is the best I can do. I don't have any salt. Please accept this pure love offering of dry chapatis. And the deity accepted. So that is Radha Krishna worship. The love is the sole ingredient, not the rule and regulation. Another time, Rupa Goswami wanted to prepare a feast for his elder brother Sanatana Goswami. These are pure lovers of Krishna, demonstrating what pure spontaneous love is beyond the rules and regulations of deity worship. So, Rupa Goswami is thinking, I wish I could offer Sanatana Goswami such a wonderful feast. But, of course, he doesn't have anything. Then, a beautiful young girl appears and presents some ingredients to Rupa Goswami. Here are some cooking ingredients. Now you may cook the feast. So, Rupa Goswami thanks the girl, prepares a beautiful feast for his brother. And then his brother comes, Sanatana Goswami comes, and says, where did you get the ingredients to make such a luxurious feast from? You're living in the forest, you're a bubba, you're a mendicant, you have nothing. How is it that this happened? And Rupa Goswami explained, a young girl came and brought these ingredients, and I accepted the ingredients so I can make a feast for you. Sanatana Goswami thought about this.
And then the truth hit Sanatana Goswami, and he told his younger brother, "You have made an extraordinary blunder. That young girl was Srimati Radharani, and you accepted service from her. This is not our line. This is not our parampara. We don't accept service from Radha and Krishna. We serve Radha and Krishna." That is the spontaneous feelings of pure love that goes on between the worshiper of Radha Krishna and Radha and Krishna. You see, there is an eternal competition. The devotee wants to serve Krishna, and Krishna wants to serve the devotee. The devotee wants to love Krishna, and Krishna wants to love the devotee. This is relationship. It is not one-sided. When Krishna wants to enjoy. Now, how can you say that? When Krishna wants to enjoy. Krishna always wants to enjoy. He does nothing but enjoy it. We always like to explain, why does Krishna carry a flute? Did you ever wonder? If you're trying to understand Radha and Krishna, you must know why Krishna carries a flute. He carries a flute to show that he is all play and no work. That is the meaning of this, having a flute. He's showing you that you people in the material world, whenever you want to enjoy, you have to work first. You have to earn money, to buy a house, mortgages. You want to have a family, you have to struggle with the wife, struggle with the children. But Krishna carries his flute to show that he never works for pleasure. That is the spiritual world. No struggle for existence. That is why Krishna carries a flute. So therefore, he's always enjoying, and always enjoying means he always has his pleasure potency manifest. But just for the sake of discussion, for the purpose of analysis, we say that Krishna manifests his pleasure potency as Srimati Radharani when he wanted to enjoy. But the question you should be thinking is, was there ever a time that Krishna didn't want to enjoy? It's not like our material existence where we try to be happy and then we think, oh, I think I'll give it up for a while. Krishna non-stop, unlimitedly, eternally is enjoying with complete perfection, complete success. But just so we can understand and discuss, we say that Krishna manifests himself, manifests his pleasure potency as Srimati Radharani. He manifests his pleasure potency as Srimati Radharani, and then he engages in loving pastimes with her, which have nothing to do with material boy-girl relationships. Now, the male-female affairs of this world are based on Adiras, the original rasa, coming from the topmost portion of the spiritual world. But there is a problem that, remember, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Urdhva Mula Adoshaka, the material existence is the upside down reflection of the spiritual world. That means that what is the highest in the spiritual world reflects into the material as the lowest thing. If you can keep this in mind, then you can properly approach Radha Krishna Leela. In the spiritual world, the topmost, the most confidential activity is between unmarried boy and girl. And in the material world, the most abominable activity are the affairs between unmarried boys and girls. Therefore, how can we accuse Krishna of being immoral? He is morality, Dharma himself. In the topmost portion of the spiritual world, the topmost relationship is between Krishna and his unmarried consorts. That same topmost jewel pervertedly reflects in the material upside down, and so it becomes the most abominable thing when conditioned souls imitate that. So now, hopefully, you can see the relevance of Radha and Krishna on all levels of existence. But because our memories are loaded with sense impressions from mundane affairs, when we look at Radha Krishna Leela, we think of it in that way. Oh, I know what that is like. Oh, I understand that. No. The proper way to approach Radha Krishna Leela is, I don't know what this is. It looks like something I'm familiar with, but I am not understanding. And only by the grace of Krishna's devotees will I ever be able to slightly understand Radha Krishna Leela. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, avajanati mamruta manushim taramasya. Fools don't understand my pleasure potency. They think I'm an ordinary person engaging in ordinary mundane affairs. They don't understand that the energetic source is always with the energy. The Lord is always with his pure spiritual potency, pleasure potency. And the interaction between the two have nothing to do with the material energy. This is why we are giving Srimad Bhagavatam. 9 cantos of Bhagavatam prepare you to understand the pleasure potency of the Lord. And then there is the 10th canto where you meet the pleasure potency in action through Krishna Leela. So much education, preparation is required. And then one can understand. We may have some feeling that, oh, I know from tradition about Radha Krishna. My grandmother would speak of that. But we require a solid grounding, a solid background in Krishna conscious understanding, even to start thinking of what is Radha and Krishna. They manifest before you here to invite you. Just try to understand us. Do it the proper way. Try to understand who we really are and how it is we have nothing to do with the material energy, nothing to do with mundane boy-girl affairs. Try to understand this. They're provoking you. You are trying to have loving affairs and going through so much strife and struggle. Our loving affairs flow eternally with perfection. So in conclusion, please remember that Radha Krishna means that Krishna has manifested his pleasure potency and then he engages in Leela, in pastimes with his pleasure potency. And when he wants to understand his pleasure potency, the two become one again. Radha and Krishna become one when Krishna wants to understand why his pleasure potency loves him so much and how his pleasure potency feels. So then the two become one. And who is that one? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is my humble hope that all of you will seek to gain a genuine, legitimate and authentic understanding of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. That is the highest perfection of life. We must proceed carefully, soberly, and humbly. The easiest way to understand Radha Krishna is by understanding Lord Chaitanya, who is Radha Krishna combined. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Narayana. That is the recommended way in this age of time. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.